And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Don't miss up.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Happy this morning, you know, everybody. You know, I can't wait to for Tuesdays and Thursdays so I can jump on this show with you guys and share some things with you and hopefully say some things that will help somebody. You know, as I always say, guys, this show is not about me, you know, but it is about bridging some gaps. And man, I'm so excited to be able to jump on this show with you guys and talk to you guys at least 2 days a week. And man, so many things, you know, have happened. And hold on, I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Okay, awesome. That sounds great. Good. So you know, so many things have happened, you know, over the last few days. And there's some, there's a lot of humility that goes with every single day, man. If you're growing, if you're moving, you know, toward your success, and you know, there has to be a lot of humility that's sprinkled in there and really covered over everything, not just sprinkled but poured, you know, in there. And I stay humble in everything I do. At least I hope I do. That's for people to decide. But nonetheless, guys, you know, got a great show this morning as always. Want to talk to you guys about some things really quickly, you know. But you know, what's new with me? What's new? What's new in general? You know, had a birthday yesterday, hit the big 49, and some of you say, oh man, that's the big 49. I'm 50, or I'm 53, I'm 55. Man, anytime you cross over the year 40, it's the big one. So at 40, everything is big. It's the big 41, it's the big 43, whatever you want to call it. But for me, you know, yesterday was the big 49. And you know, man, I thank God for a company called TLC that made some amazing products that you know, my family and, you know, and I have been able to put inside of our bodies and to prolong, you know, our lifestyle and to help us really give us a new quality of life, man. So, you know, big ups to Total Life Changes, you know, and you know, the products that they're making are absolutely amazing. And, you know, we're feeling every bit of it. But let me tell you something. You know, there is no fountain of youth. You know, everybody's going to age. You know, everybody's going to leave here at some point in time. So it matters what you put on the inside of your body, and it matters what you put on the outside of your body, both physically and mentally. You know, so I woke up this morning and, you know, I went to the gym the day before yesterday, and I worked some back, you know, I worked some back and some shoulders. And, you know, no matter who you are, man, you start to feel the age, the years creeping up on you. But I'm not saying I'm getting old. All I'm saying is that it takes me a little more time to recover, man. But thank God, you know, I'm taking some amazing products. This one product in general called Nitro that I'm taking is helping me recover faster, which is, you know, which is awesome, because when I go to the gym, I hit it pretty hard. You know, it's not just three, you know, four sets. You know, any exercise for me, it's like five or six sets. You know, so, you know, if you want something different, you got to do something different. Without any challenge, there is no growth, man. So man, I'm super excited. But I did wake up a little sore this morning, you know, sat up in bed and man, things were like, I was like, wow, you know, but it's all in the head. As soon as I told myself that, you know what, let me get up, you know, nothing's going to happen until I move. And as soon as I moved, my body came in congruency with my mind, came in agreement, said, okay, he's going to move anyway, so we may as well move. So that's what I try to do, you know, because the longer I lay in bed, you know, guys, the worse it gets. But, you know, what do we want to talk about this morning, man? We want to talk about something that, you know, guys, you know, I love movies, right? I love movies, but we want to relate those movies that I watch, you know, to something, you know, because when I watch movies, everybody has their thing, their shtick, you know, what the thing that they love to do, you know, and that for you, that may be something else. You know, for me, you know, man, I love some quiet time and just getting in the, you know, in the moment with a good movie that I've never seen before. Those of you that know me, you know, I don't like watching the same movie twice. Now, I already know, you know, what that is. I need something different. I need something exciting because, you know, I have a short attention span. So I need to be stimulated in a different way. So you know, I want to talk about a movie and something that happens in life, man. And it's called the Butterfly Effect. And, you know, some of it's related to the movie and some of it's not. But, you know, I want to talk about that because those little changes that happen, you know, in our lives, they ultimately affect us, you know, in a large, large way down the road. We want to talk about that here, guys, in just a moment. You know, we'll be right back. Stick with us, guys. Go grab that cup of coffee, guys, and get ready for we come back. We're going to talk about the butterfly effect as soon as we come back, guys. Stick with us.
Pop.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Man, love that song. Let me tell you why I love that song, because that's the song that Pam and I were able to cut our teeth on when we really made a decision to do something different, when we started to really take the chances that we took and we decided to throw caution to the wind. You know, man, that was the song. We did a video to that song, and it was all about family for us, and it was all about shutting everything else out around us and doing something totally different, moving in a totally different direction, no matter what people thought, no matter how people felt, what people felt about what we were doing. We decided to throw all of that to the wind and just go do something different. And that's when things changed. We all have those turning points, those life-changing moments that we have. And, man, and that was it, you know, for us. But you know, look, I forgot to tell you guys something, because I was super excited, you know, about yesterday, you know, and, you know, my amazingly beautiful and passionate and an awesome wife, Miss Pam McCray, took me out for brunch yesterday down by the water. And we sat and we had, you know, a good time. We laughed, you know, we talked. And you know, you can't, you know, discount or throw that alone time, that one-on-one time, you know, to decide no matter what you're doing. If you have a significant other, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, daughter, son, it doesn't matter who that person is in your life, as long as you spend some quality time with them. And you know, we were talking about, you know, technology and you know, things of that nature, how technology has you know, evolved and how it's become a really permeating part of our lives. And if we don't figure out how to get, you know, steal away moments to yourself and for your family, you know, you'll find yourself relating, you know, your life to, you know, that age-old scripture that says, what profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul? You know, what profits a person to gain everything around him and lose the people that are closest to him? What profit is in that? Because a lot of us say that our we is that, you know, our why is us. Our why is our kids, it's family. You know, you want to make a better life for your family. And we say short-term sacrifice for long-term gain, and everybody understands that. But there are times when those short-term sacrifices turn into long-term sacrifices. And we have to stop long enough to really smell the roses. We have to look at the trees. I mean, we have to take the long drive. So, you know, it may take, you know, sometimes you may have to turn your cell phone off, because that thing connects you to everything else other than what's right around you. I saw somebody put out a post the other day, and it said technology, or cell phones per se. Cell phones bring us closer to people far away from us, but push us further away from the people that are right next to us. And man, that was such a profound and true statement, you know, that, you know, when you really think about it, and that's what happens. We have to find a balance. We have to make, even in that short-term sacrifice, man, we have to take time to really, you know, appreciate the things that are around us. And, you know, it was great, because, you know, initially, you know, I'm not a big hoorah guy. You know, I told Pam, she said, well, you know, what do you want to do? I said, I just want to lay here, man. Just let me lay here, baby. I just want to lay here and chill out and veg out. You know, I want, you know, leave my phone plugged up over there, and I don't really want to deal with anything today. I just want some veg out time. And she said, we can do that anytime. I'm not going to let you do that today. So we ended up, you know, she made me get up. She made me get dressed, and she took me out, you know, to brunch. I'm glad that she did, you know, because it was good being out. It's good spending time, you know, away from home, away from business, you know, because we need that quality time. We all do. You know, so they got me some super cool gifts as well. I think I posted them on social media. Guys, I posted it on Instagram, I believe. So if you have time, go look at my gifts at Nathan McCray 1. on Instagram, you can see they bought me this super cool mug that said The Grind on it, and another golf pin. It's a golf club with a, it looks like, and it's a pin attached to it with a picture holder. It's super cool. So, man, I'm excited about that, you know. So got some great gifts, man. It's not all about, you know, it's not all about, you know, how expensive anything is. You know, most certainly, you know, Pam could have went out and bought me super expensive gifts, but she knows that's not me. You know, I just want something. It's just the thing. It's just the thought of it that counts. And if she buys me absolutely nothing, if anybody around me buys me absolutely nothing, it's just the thought that, you know, you thought enough of me to call me and say, you know, happy birthday. You thought enough to me to send me a message to say happy birthday. You know, that means the world to me. If nobody buys me anything, you know, I can cherish the little things, because a lot of a little equals a lot, and it builds an amazing friendship. So that's exactly what we want to talk about this morning. You know, I wanted to say live, thank, you know, on air, thank you guys for everybody that said, you know, wish me a happy birthday yesterday. You know, man, it was super exciting, super cool. You guys to take out your time. Some of you sent me audio messages. My mom called me singing, you know, happy birthday to me. So, you know, man, super excited about that. You know, thank God he blessed me with another year, you know, on this earth. So let's talk about those small changes, because, you know, when we think about the butterfly effect, and if some of you have seen the movie, and we know that the movie, you know, was slightly different than what I really want to talk about, you know, the butterfly effect that I want to talk about. But, you know, theoretically speaking, guys, every little thing that you do and every little choice that you actually make greatly affects your life. And a lot of you understand that. You know, even the small rock that you would throw in the water when you were a kid, you know, I don't care if it's a little pebble, it could make a big ripple, right? So every little thing can affect something on a large scale. And, you know, for those of you that know the movie, you know, Ashton Kutcher was in the movie, you know, and I'm not real big on name. I just happen to remember that. But he's in the movie, and you know, he talked about change. You know, we talk about change a lot on this show, but we talk about transformation, you know, even more. You know, change one thing, change everything. And that's really the premise in life. No matter how small that thing is, change one thing, you change everything. And really the butterfly effect has really been called the chaos theory, because the movie was all about that, you know, him going back into the past and trying to actually right a wrong that he did that and bring his girlfriend back, his fiance. And everything that he tried to do, it really was, it was negative. So in essence, you really can't go back and change the past. All you can really concentrate on is what you do moving forward. And the choices that you make every single day, no matter how small those choices are, they affect your future. They affect your now, right? So that's why we always talk about making the right decisions. And you know, and before, when things happen to you, we talk about processing what happens. You know, what just happened? You know, and if I do X, what's the result? If I do Y, what'll happen? If I do Z, you know, what's going to be the outcome? You know, and for us to weigh that, and a lot of times we get emotional, and we get, you know, we tap into one of those emotions. It could be fear, it could be, you know, joy, or it could be anger. And no matter what emotion it is, you know, if we don't process before we actually proceed, then we'll end up making, you know, and in a lot of cases, making the wrong decision, right? So we have to process a little bit. I didn't say overthink. I said process, right? So change one thing, you change everything. You know, I know that, you know, his thing was going back and it would actually, you know, present a problem every time he went back, because you can't change the past, you know, without really changing, you know, the present. And so we just don't have that ability. What's happened to you in the past, if someone did you wrong in the past and you can forgive them for doing you wrong, then that's cool. You can move forward, right? You move forward in that. It doesn't change who or what that thing is, but it does make it so that you can move forward. You know, I believe that every life experience offers an opportunity to grow, right? The opportunity always presents itself, but what we fail to do is to take that opportunity and to actually do something with it, right? It's an opportunity to grow, but sometimes we just fail to take the opportunity. We see it and we don't want to do it because, man, let's just face it, change hurts, right? Change hurts. And you guys know my motto, everything happens for you and not to you, right? And you know, and here's the flip side of that. Somebody told me this, a good friend of mine told me this, you know, the other night. He said, you know, everything happens for you and not to you because everything that is created by you. And if you take that statement and you apply that to your life and the change factor comes into play and you say, okay, I created this. That means you're taking responsibility for it. That means you're not taking responsibility for what somebody else did, but you're taking responsibility to change, you know, what you can change in that opportunity to change. So nothing happens to you. It all happens for you. And that was the statement that I made over and over and over and over again, you know, to myself as we were really struggling and grinding and trying to figure out exactly what we were going to do. You know, people say, well, Nate, how did you get past and how do you continually do what you do? It's just, I have to keep making that statement no matter how painful it is. Everything happens for me. Nothing happens to me. What lesson did I just learn and how can I not go through this again? So you put the change in, you put the action and you put the change in place. And you know, and at that point is when now you can move past that, learn the lesson. Now I just grew, right? Because a lot of us will run over the same bump, you know, in life 50 or 60 times before we realize that, man, that bump's not going anywhere. You keep coming around the corner thinking that bump's going to not be there. And, you know, it's there. So just don't go around that corner. Find another path, right? You know, here's what happens in life in a lot of cases, right? So the first thing that happens when something happens to us and it affects us, right? You know, and you get mad at someone, what's the first thing you do? The first thing you do is you call somebody else, right? And you want to tell them, you want to express to them how mad you are. And the purpose is not always that you want that person to counsel you through it. Sometimes you just want buy-in. You want that person to say, yeah, you know, who the heck do they think they are, you know, to tell me this or tell me that or do that, you know, and now you've got a lynch mob going. So that person is going to call somebody and they're going to say, do you hear what happened to such and such? You know, and next thing you know, you've got 10 or 12 people that are mad at one person and it didn't even happen to them. It didn't even happen. So the person that you call will either add gas to the fire or help you put the fire out. And that's your choice. Remember, it's all created by you. So that person that you call, dial carefully because that person's either going to make it better or that person's going to make it worse. And I don't know about you, I opt to call the person that's going to make it better. And here's my first thing. I opt not to call anybody. I opt to process it. And I opt to say, you know what? You know, how did this happen? You know, if a lot of us really just sit back and process things for ourselves, you heard, you know, the song. It says sometimes, you know, in the very beginning, it says sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And sometimes you have to process things for yourself. And if you really process them, you can figure out what happened without, you know, involving the world in what happened. And so when you involve the world in what happened, then that means you got to get the world out when things are better, right? So, but what happens is, guys, we get hung up on things that we can't change, but we still try. We still try because they're a part of that thing that hurts us the most, right? We've already been through it, so we know the outcome. What happens when we operate the wrong way, when we take the wrong path? But what if we just started with the present, with the knowledge that every little thing we do from this point forward will affect our future. Every little thing that we do from this point, I mean, from right now, from this point forward, right now, what if we realize that everything we say about somebody or everything that we do to somebody or whatever the case may be, it's going to affect our future. What if we ingested all of our bad qualities to make good ones? Kind of like the caterpillar, because that's why we talk about transformation all the time, right? We talk about transformation. Change is all of the small things you do that really translate over into transformation. So think about the caterpillar. The caterpillar, you know, and we've talked about this before, but the caterpillar, the wings, the antenna, the eyes, and even the genitals, butterflies have genitals, are all formed during the process in becoming that butterfly, right? So the end product is the butterfly. The start of it was a caterpillar. And that caterpillar basically ingests all of the things that it doesn't want to make all of the things that'll make it better, right? So what if we ingested all of those bad qualities about ourselves, all of the gossip, all of the fire starters, all of the perpetuating things that we do, all of the drama that we may have started or we were thinking about even starting? What if we just ingested that and only use our powers for good? And I'm talking to you guys now from my own perspective, as always, but I want you guys to know this is how I digest things. And you know, as you get older, you get wiser. And let me say this, guys, when you're dealing with people in general, you have to understand it's not people's fault, it's where they are in life. You know, nobody, you know, it's never a moment of belittling anybody, but there are different levels, there are different stages. People are in different stages of their process. And you have to recognize that. And instead of, you know, ridiculing them and dealing with them as if they're not where you are, type scenario, guys, how about just understanding where they are and helping them through their process? And if you can't help them through their process, it's best that you just walk away, because you can't change everything. You can't help everybody. That's just reality. So if you can't change it, if you can't affect any change, if you've done all you can do and you don't feel that any other input is going to make it better, then you have to just walk away. It's not that you hate the person or the situation. It's just that you can't affect any more change, right? So if change is scary, you know, because that's what they say, right? Then think about what transformation is. If change is scary, then transformation has got to be downright terrifying, right? So we're asking people to change very small things about themselves over a period of time. And as they're changing those small things, it's not something that you stand up on a mountaintop and say, I'm changing this and I'm changing that. It's just something that you do. And you slowly transform into the thing that you've always wanted to become. You know, the butterfly. The butterfly could be, I transform into a better person. It could be, I transform into a beacon of light. I'm an icon now. I transform, you know, into, you know, somebody that uses their powers for good and not for bad. You know, maybe I transformed and now I'm able to take the mask off. I'm no longer the person that people, you know, want me to be. I'm the person that I actually am. And that person's a good person. And because I've worked hard on that person, so I don't put up any more facades. I'm not putting up on this mask anymore. I'm gonna take this mask off, and you know, I'm transforming into the person that I want to be. So the terrifying aspect of transformation is that, you know, there's nothing to go back to. The caterpillar and the butterfly. When the butterfly comes out, there is no more caterpillar, because the caterpillar ingested itself to make all of the parts that everybody so much admires on the butterfly. And that's how, you know, in life we need to start thinking about, you know, using the butterfly effect to change the little things, little by little. If you puncture a cocoon before the butterfly comes out, you know, you're not going to see a caterpillar in there, depending upon the stage it's in. But if it's in its towards those middle stages, all you're going to get is some ooze that comes out of the cocoon, because it's a transformation. Everything gets liquefied and turns into cells and hormones, and those cells and hormones start to grow. And if you puncture it at a certain stage, you probably see some little eyes, some antenna coming out of there. You even see the wings starting to form. So the transformation means there's nothing to go back to. And that's why it's so terrifying. And a lot of us, in order for us to transform, we've got to leave some situations behind. We've got to leave some bad habits behind. We've got to leave some people behind in order to transform and become the thing that you want to become. And we got to get out of the habit that we have of running back to our comfort zone. You know, we got to get to the point to where we're willing and ready to burn the boat. You know, say I'm burning the boat. I'm not going back. You know, I'm going to transform. And whoever, whatever is not a part of that, and they don't understand that I'm transforming, then you know what? I can't do anything about that. So if we understand that transforming is, it means not going back. Transforming is a 180. Changing can be a 360. So you, the little things you do, you change, you fall, you get up, you change again. All of that's change. All of that's growth, and you transform. So now your transformation comes with the wealth of newness. So, you know, so new that most won't even recognize you at that point. People won't even know who you are. People are like, wow, the last time I saw you, you were this or you were that. I don't even recognize you anymore. Mentally, I don't recognize you. I mean, physically, look at you. You changed so much. Some of you are going through a metamorphosis with your body because, you know, you're taking these amazing TLC products and you're like, man, I'm going to the bathroom more. My digestive system is operating properly. You know, and now I'm able to put the good stuff in my body, and I'm able to get more energy. And I see the excess weight dropping off. I see my arms trimming up, my waist, I'm dropping inches. I see my thighs. I see, you know, the cellulite in my thighs is starting to smooth out. I've got more energy. I see, you know, my stomach. It's not, you know, hanging over my belt anymore. I'm transforming into a new person because you're creating change. You're creating habits, new habits. The habits of the caterpillar are far different than the habits of the butterfly. One crawls, one walks, right? So, or we should say slither, right? So as I said, a butterfly no longer crawls around with the caterpillars, you know, that it once was. So once it becomes a butterfly, it doesn't crawl around with caterpillars anymore. Not only because it doesn't desire to, but because it doesn't even know how to anymore. Remember, it transformed. So when you've transformed, you don't even know how to do the things that you used to do anymore. You don't want to go back. That's the transformation piece. You don't want to go back. Everybody says, you know, well, you got to know where you came from to know where you're going. Absolutely. You never forget where you came from. But the only reason you would glimmer back on where you came from was to affect change. Not to delve back into it, but it would be to effect change, because we're all called to be that beacon of light, right? Right? So transformation is not going back in every sense of the word, because there's really nothing there for you to go back to. You don't believe me? Try it and see how long it works for you. Try to go back and be a part of the old thing that you were and watch how you see it now. You'll be very, very thankful that you made your transformation, because your transformation, guys, should and will make those around you, that you, everybody you come in contact with, it'll make them uncomfortable. And here's the thing. Here's the part that nobody really wants to say. All right. So this is the grind. This is the realest show ever. So, you know me, I'm going to say it because it needs to be said. The reality is this: when you change, people have no problem being around you, because the small changes, they don't really notice that much. It doesn't affect who they are. It doesn't put any pressure on them. So they're okay with that. They say, oh, man, oh, girl, you know, I can see you change, and I see you, you know, look at you. It looked like you done dropped a little bit of weight. Yeah, I dropped 2-3 pounds. You know, the guys are like, yeah, man, look like you. Yeah, I'm a notch down on my belt, you know, but that's just a little change. Those are the little things you do. People notice them. They encourage you. But when you transform and you're in that, you're on that downhill part of your transformation, that's when you make people feel uncomfortable. All right? It's not arrogant to think that your presence should raise the bar, because your presence should raise the bar. Whenever you, wherever you are, You know, people should aspire to be where you are, to be on your journey, right? That's not arrogance, right? That's you trying to help somebody, you know, get to where they need to be, help somebody start their transformation process. That's the only way that iron sharpens iron. Plastic can't sharpen iron, the last I checked. So you want iron to sharpen iron. I don't care how, you know, you're around other people that are transforming. That's how iron sharpens iron, right? So it makes people feel uncomfortable. If your presence isn't raising the bar, then guys, you need to get around. You need to, you know, get around some people that aren't dogging you out for your transformation and inspire the right people. Be around people that humbly, you know, that humbly inspire you. And as you guys inspire each other together, that iron sharpening iron, and people are gonna feel, the other people are gonna feel uncomfortable around you. See, there's a level of challenge that supersedes the level of being uncomfortable. Right. Some people are uncomfortable and they're looking at you and they're like, wow, I wish, you know, I could look like that. Or I wish I could, you know, have the ability to do this or to do that. And that's OK. But it's when they start dogging you for being who you are and what you are because you've transformed. Right. So be around people that humbly inspire you, humbly inspire you. Humility is the key that unlocks the true vault of riches. Right. And we're talking about, you know, guys, you know, anybody can make money. You can make money. You know, you can do that if you put your mind to it, right? But we're talking about the spiritual riches, right? We're talking about the fruits of the spirit. You know, I'm not going to get super, super religious on you guys, but the riches that help you sleep at night, knowing that you've taken control of your butterfly effect and transformed it from chaos to order, to harmony, to peace. Because if you're still in your butterfly effect, and you're transforming, and nobody really can stand to be around you. There's chaos and drama all over the place. Then there's something wrong with the recipe. Go remix it, guys. Go figure out what's missing. Go figure out what got added that should not be there. And fix your butterfly effect, guys. And where you're actually humbly inspiring people. And you're transforming and you're being that beacon of light. So, guys, thank you so much for chiming into the grind. You know, my time is up. You know, humbly thank you guys for actually chiming in, guys. You know, tell somebody about the grind and tell them that, you know, jump on. You're going to get some gaps bridged on this show. And we're going to say the things that other people don't want to say because they need to be said and they're going to help some people. So God bless you guys. You know, we'll see you guys on the next show. You know, thank you guys for supporting. And, guys, hang in there because nothing happens to you. It all happens for you guys. Have a great day. God bless you guys. Hey. Take it on me, try to crave it on me.
I was getting moolah, baby.
No.